to check if everybody's in before the door closes. But thank God we are safe. We are here. So we're going to start our service this morning. I'm sure you all got a pamphlet with you. And I just want to explain to you what the service, how it's going to go this morning. This morning we enter a tenebrae style service, a service of shadows. There are three candles representing the Holy Trinity, 24 candles representing the 24 elders, 4 candles representing the 4 living creatures. As above move through Revelation 5, the candles will be extinguished. This symbolizes the silence of heaven when no one is found worthy, the descent of the sun into suffering, the darkness of Good Friday, the waiting of God's people between cross and resurrection. At the end of the service, we will leave in complete silence with no music, no conversation, and no benediction, departing into the darkness of Good Friday, waiting for the light of Easter morning. Shall we pray together? Father, this morning we call upon the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus, where every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He is Lord. We thank You, Lord, that You had given us this day. We thank You that we could be found in Your presence, Lord. Thank You that we carried You with us, and knowing that You are here, because You say You'll never leave us nor forsake us, but You will be with us until the end of the world. Father, we invite Your Spirit once again to move in our midst, to touch our hearts, to bring changes in our lives as we are in Your presence. Come, Holy Spirit, come, take Your place and be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Our first song, we can stand together and we're going to sing Above All Powers. All candles lit.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what You're worth. Crucified, lay behind the fall and thought of me above all.
Scripture reading, Revelation 5 from verse 1 to 4. You can sit down.
Revelation 5, 1 to 4. Then I saw the right hand of Him who sat on the throne, a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside.
We extinguished the four candles representing the four living creatures. Creation holds its breath. No one is found worthy. We're going to stand together again and sing our second song, "You Did Not Wait for Me." Okay, you may be seated. Continue.
You did not wait for me to draw near to you, but you clothed yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me, and I'm forever grateful to you. And I'm forever grateful for the cross. And I'm forever grateful to you that you came to seek and save the lost.
Scripture reading, Revelation 5, from verse 8 to 10.
Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll with its seven seals." And then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth."
We extinguish the 24 candles representing the elders. The elders fall in worship, but today we remember the cost of that worship, the Lamb slain for the sins of the world. Our third song will be, "Thank You for the Cross, Lord." Very softly, reverently, as we focus.
Thank you. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne. Crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious. Loved to die.
Jesus, Son of God, the darling of heaven crucified. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Third scripture, 3 John, from verse 18. John 18, from verse 36 to 40.
Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place. You are a king, then," said the Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth, listen to me. What is truth?" retorted Pilate. When this he went out again to the Jews gathered there and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him, but it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at a time of the Passover. Do you want me to release the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "No, not him. Give us Barabbas." Now Barabbas had taken part in an uprising.
We extinguish the two candles representing the Trinity, leaving one candle burning to symbolize the Lamb's unquenchable life. The Father gives his Son, the Son gives his life, the Spirit bears witness, the world descends into darkness, but the light of the Lamb cannot be extinguished. Our last song, "The Old Rugged Cross." We stand together. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for the world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. The old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my throne he said, last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. The old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross You may be seated. Revelation chapter 5 from verse 11 to 14.
Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were said, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them say, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise, honor and glory and power forever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshipped.
Friday is the day the world went dark. It's the day when hope seemed sealed away. It's the day the disciples asked, "Is this the end of the story?" But Revelation 5 takes us deeper than the foot of the cross. It takes us into the throne room. Into the throne room of heaven itself. What we find there is astonishing. But before we reach Revelation 5, we've got to go through Revelation 4, where John is caught up into the heavenly throne room. And there he sees a throne with someone seated on it. Flashes of lightning, peals of thunder, a sea of gloss like crystal. And four living creatures crying, "Holy, holy, holy." And he sees 24 elders falling down in worship. It's a scene of unshakable glory. One of unending worship and absolute sovereignty. And then in Revelation 5, something happens that brings the heaven to a standstill. A scroll appears in the right hand of God. A scroll sealed with seven seals. A scroll that no one can open. And heaven goes silent. This morning, we enter into that silence. You see, John sees a scroll in the right hand of God, written on both sides, sealed with seven seals. And that scroll is no mystery. That scroll is the title deed of creation. It's the script of God's justice, the fulfillment of all his promises, the destiny of the world. You see, this scroll contains the vindication of the righteous, judgment of evil, the healing of creation, and the completion of redemption. Also contains the inheritance of the Messiah. But we see there's a problem. A mighty angel cries out, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" And the answer comes back, "No one." Not in heaven, not on earth, not under the earth. Not Abram, not Moses, not David. Nor any of the prophets, not Peter, nor Paul, nor angels, or archangels. Not any created being. And John begins to weep. You see, he's weeping because if the scroll remains sealed, then evil wins. Injustice stands, and death keeps its sting. The promises of God remain unfulfilled, and the world remains broken. John's tears are Good Friday tears. They're the tears of a world longing for redemption. And perhaps you know these tears. The tears of unanswered prayers. The tears of injustice. the tears of grief, the tears of longing for a world made right. See, Revelation begins with the ache of Good Friday. But into John's tears, and Alpha speaks, weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered. This is the announcement of a king, a lion, a conqueror, the one who fulfills the promises to Judah and David, God's promises. This is the Messiah that Israel had waited for. This is the king the world needs. But when John turns to see the lion, see, John turns
and he sees a lamb.
Not a roaring lion, not a warrior king, a lamb. A lamb standing. Standing but bearing the marks of slaughter. My friends, this is the shock of the gospel. This is the scandal of Good Friday. The lion conquers as a lamb. For we see power revealed through sacrifice. Victory comes through wounds. And the throne is reached through the cross. This is why Jesus says in John 18, 36, my kingdom is not of this world. Not because his kingdom is unreal, but because his kingdom is unlike the kingdoms of this world. You see, earthly kingdoms conquer by force. The lamb conquers by love. Earthly kings shed the blood of others. The lamb sheds his own blood. Earthly rulers grasp power. The lamb lays down his power. Good Friday is the coronation. We then see the Lamb taking the scroll. He takes the scroll and heaven erupts. And the question comes up, why is he worthy? Well, he's worthy because he was slain. You see, the cross is not a tragic accident. It's the very victory of God. And the second reason he's worthy is because his blood ransomed people for God. People from every tribe, every language, every people group, every nation. The cross is global in its scope, but personal in its application. That means it's for every one of us. But he's not only worthy because he was slain and because he ransomed people for God, but because he made them a kingdom. You see, the Lamb does not merely forgive. He transforms, he changes, he restores dignity. He gives purpose. He makes us priests to intercede and kings who rule. And he's worthy because he will reign forever. You see, the cross is not the failure of the Messiah. In fact, it's the enthronement of the Messiah. The Lamb is worthy because he has done what no one else could do. He redeemed the world. And then there's heaven's response. The living creatures fall down. The elders fall down. And then the angels join in. Every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth joins the song. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. My friends, Good Friday is not a funeral. It's the unveiling of the one who is worthy. And so as Revelation 4 shows us the throne room of God, Revelation 5 shows us the Lamb who sits upon it. And so the cross not to the feet of Jesus is the atonement. The darkness of Good Friday is not the end. It's the beginning of a new creation. Good Friday is the day that the world, but it's not the day the light. So the darkness of Good Friday is not the darkness of defeat. It's the darkness of concealment. Darkness of waiting. The darkness of a seed buried in the ground. A seed that will soon break open with us. So Revelation 5 shows us that even when the world seems silent, even when heaven seems still, even when no one seems worthy, the Lamb is standing. I want you to see him as he's revealed to John. He sees the Lamb standing, not lying, not fallen, not defeated, standing. Standing as though slain, bearing the wounds of his sacrifice, yet alive with indestructible life. This is the paradox at the heart of the gospel. The Lamb is slain, yet standing. The cross is dead.
The tomb is sealed, yet soon to be opened.
And so the world is dark, yet the light of the world is not extinguished. Good Friday is the day when the Lion appears as a lamb. It's the day when the King reigns from a cross. It's the day when the scroll of history is placed into the hands of the one who conquered by dying. And as we leave today in silence, not because the story is over, but because the story is about to break open. We leave in darkness, not because the light has failed, but because the light is gathering strength behind the stone. We leave without benediction, because the blessing is waiting in the garden of resurrection. We leave without song, because the song of the Lamb is about to fill the heavens and the earth. We leave without words, because the Word made flesh is resting in the tomb. And soon, he will speak again. The great Good Friday is not the end. It's the moment when the Lamb takes the scroll. It's the moment when redemption is accomplished. It's the moment heaven prepares to erupt. Today, he said, today we feel the weight. Today we remember the cross. Today we behold the Lamb who was slain. So today we wait. The Sunday is coming. Because the Lamb who was slain is worthy. Because the Lamb who was slain has conquered. Because the Lamb who was slain will open the scroll. Because the Lamb who was slain will make all things new. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. To him be honor, glory, and power forever. We now remove the final judgment. The Lamb who was slain enters the silence of the tomb. The light is veiled, but not defeated. The one who holds the